often believe that students change, and this is really true. Because, of course, if I see my son, he was introduced to digital technologies more than I was in the past. My father, that was an engineer like me, uses different technologies, different as a student also, not only as a professor. But there are some characteristics that in my opinion, will be the same now and in the future. Students have to be surprised by the knowledge, have to be amazed by the knowledge. And this is a characteristic that will be a common characteristic now and in the future. Of course, how can I surprise a student in 1993 is really different from the way I can surprise a student in the past and 20 years from now. I am convinced that I've seen what happens during the COVID pandemic. And I've seen that the worst thing was the absence of interaction between students, more than the interaction between teacher and students. And this, in my opinion, will be real also in the future. So in the future, the cooperation between students will increase because the activities carried out in group, discussing together, and are, my opinion, will characterize more than now the work in the future. Of course, students still now are more suited in learning from videos, from some instruments different from the one in which we studied. We studied in books. They studied at least in ebooks or in multimedia information systems. So this will be the main differences in the future. There are some other differences that deal especially with some particular topics. I learn discipline in which students have to stay for many hours in laboratory to use instruments, oscilloscope, multimeters, to do measurements. And these activities are important now, were important in the past, and in my opinion will be important in the future. Of course, in the past, the instrument have to be driven by all by hand. Now, instruments are also driven by computers. In the future, they will be driven by some other strange thing that I cannot imagine. But I think that also in the future, we'll need the instruments. There will be instruments to measure quantities, and students have to learn how to do this. They will learn staying together, sharing their experience, sharing activities, discussing, suggesting one each other. Also, of course, also with the teacher. But as I have said before, the greater difference in distance learning respect present learning is the impossibility of interacting, or the reduction of interacting with one each other. Of course, 20 years from now, we will have also, at least in Italy, a reduction of the number of students. And this reduction, because there are less born, less people that born, so a reduction of people in Italy. But in the framework of a shared university system with cooperation, also the interaction between students in different camps will increase and will improve also the learning results of each student.